Chapter 3. The Dream is Real. Megan tossed and turned in her bed, trying to get to sleep. She still couldn't think of something different to grow, and it was keeping her awake. Suddenly, she thought she heard someone calling her name. Thinking it was Morgan, she just mumbled quietly. "Hmm? What?" she said into her pillow. Morgan didn't answer, and Megan could hear her snoring in her bed. Megan figured she just imagined hearing her name being called. She tried to get to sleep. "Megan, Megan." There it was again. Megan sat up this time and looked around. She saw nothing and thought it was probably the wind or the tree outside hitting her window or something like that. She lay back down and closed her eyes tightly. "Megan, down here, next to your bed," said the voice again. Megan sat up and looked over the side of her bed. Much to her surprise, there stood Melissa's Mrs. Peppertoes doll smiling up at her. "Okay, Melissa, where are you?" asked Megan. Melissa must have snuck into Megan's room and put Mrs. Peppertoes there. "Melissa's not here," said the doll. "I'm alone, and I can help you." "But how? You're a..." sputtered Megan. "A toy," said Mrs. Peppertoes. "Yes, I know. But here I am, and we're talking, and, as I just said, I can help you."